as Texas Tech Monday night will be playing for the national championship.
Welcome one, welcome all to the Air Raid Podcast. Another episode of the Matadors. You on, as always, once again, with your boy, I'll be sure. And I'm by myself, solo dolo, one and only, to talk about women's basketball, Lady Raider basketball. This has been a rough couple weeks for the Lady Raiders. And with Marlene Stallings being on USA Today and on ESPN and Bleacher Report and all that stuff, she's been fired. Kirby Hocutt's been on the front lines, taking a lot of bullets from me especially. But he made a good decision. And that good decision is Krista Gerlich is coming back home, coming back where she is known, where she first earned her chops as part of that 1993 national championship team. She has been pegged as the new women's basketball head coach. So pretty exciting stuff for the Lady Raider program. She was actually somebody, over 2 years ago, who I personally pegged as somebody that I thought Tech would go and reach out for. She's been successful at UT Arlington. She was successful at West Texas A&M. And I think she's going to be successful here at Tech. I think this is a very good hire, especially getting somebody that you could have got 2 years ago. I can't be mad at it. And, I'm glad that Hocutt went this way. So let's talk a little bit about Krista Gerlich. So Krista Gerlich, she was on the Lady Raider basketball team back in 1993 when they won the national championship. She was kind of the Robin to Cheryl Swoops' Batman. She was great. A three-time All-SWC conference player. Was on the all-time SWC women's basketball team. And after that, she did some coaching in high school, Texas high school ranks, before becoming an assistant under Marsha Sharp, right? And who does that sound like? Sounds a lot like Chris Beard, who was an assistant under Bob Knight in the 2000s. So I think the comparison is uncanny. I think the parallel is there because after being an assistant coach, what did she do? She went off and she was a head coach for West Texas A&M. And she was successful, one of the best coaches ever at West Texas A&M with a few 28-win seasons and a 30-win season. Then she went to UT Arlington and she's, percentage-wise, the second best coach UT Arlington's ever had. Like, I got on a Twitter feud. Not a Twitter feud, but like a back and forth with somebody else the other day because he said that she wasn't successful enough. Look, guys, UT Arlington is not that great of a program. And I do think sometimes when you're looking at percentages, you got to look at that. They're not that great of a program. She's the second best coach ever in that program. The last 4 years, three of the last 4 years, 20-win seasons. Tech women haven't had a 20-win season in a little bit, in a while. I mean, heck, just last year was our first winning season in 6 years. So I think Krista Gerlich is the one that can continue this boat rolling. Because here's the thing. Marley Stallings was doing a pretty good job in the win-loss column, right? She was turning the program around. She just did it in ways that weren't the best way to go around it. I mean, she was abusive, and we can't have that in the program. And so I'm definitely glad that she's no longer a part of the program. But I do think that getting kind of like how on the men's side, Tubby took the program away from Chris Walker and Gillespie when we were Tech basketball was depths of the worst in D1 and in D1 power conference play. And Tubby turned that around, had a winning season by his third year, and left. Chris Beard took that and ran with it. I think Chris Gerlich can basically do the same thing. Marlene took a program that was down in the dumps, turned it around in the win-loss column, even though she was brought even more shame to the program. Now Gerlich, what she needs to do is keep that tide rolling in the win-loss column while, not be abusive. I don't think that latter is that hard to do. The first part can be a little difficult, but she's used to this. At UT Arlington, her first year was a 4-win season because she was taking over a 7-win program, right? And then by the end of it last year, they had 21 wins. I think getting back to that spot, I think is something that she'll be able to do, that she'll be good at, and she'll get us back to the tournament. I have no loss of confidence in that. So shout out to Krista Gerlich for already being on the recruiting trail. Cause her first recruit, her daughter, Brynn Gerlich, who was a forward for the Oklahoma State Cowgirls. Now she's a forward for the Texas Tech Lady Raiders. She's announced immediately she was transferred. She had pics of her in Raider gear throwing the guns up. Not that crap they throw over in Stillwater, but the real guns up. And, She announced pretty quickly, like, hey, loved y'all over in Stillwater. It's been real. but it ain't been too real. I'm out. So she gets to be coached by her mom, which is pretty, I mean, it has to be pretty exciting for the two of them. And so Brynn will be a nice forward addition. She hasn't done much with Oklahoma State. She did get to start at the end of the year, and it looked promising. Her career did look promising going forward. And now gets even better. She gets to actually play for her mom. And I think she is going to, I don't think it's going to be one of those nepotism things. I think she is somebody that earned her scholarship at Oklahoma State. Looked like she was going to be able to contribute more. And now she gets to be with the Lady Raiders. And so I definitely think that she's going to get ample playing time here. Here at Tech. And not only that, but it wasn't just her. We had another recruit already coming to the Lady Raiders, and Shante Embry, just the commitment just happened a couple days ago. She is also coming to the Lady Raiders, and this is a pretty big get for the Texas Tech Lady Raiders going forward, because she's a big old girl. She's 5'11". And look, this is a four-star recruit. I mean, this is not just some small-time prospect. Arkansas was looking at her. Getting somebody like Embry is a pretty good get out of Oklahoma. So I definitely don't think this is something to scoff at. Listen, to put in perspective, ESPN doesn't carry a large database of girls basketball players in high school. They carried hers. They carry her profile. She's good, right? First team all state last year. And I think she was, if I'm not mistaken, she was in USA Today's first team as well. Like she's good. She's good. So I'm pretty excited about her committing to Tech. I think this is actually, she's one of the biggest recruits that are coming forward. And here's the thing. Stallings did begin the recruitment, but Gerlich brought it back home, brought it down home. So to get that recruitment just a couple days after this announcement was done, already Gerlich knows what she's doing. So I'm pretty excited about two commitments that I think we're going to see the benefit of that pretty quickly, right? Pretty quickly for Gerlich. So a lot of exciting things happening here. That's all. I had to, you know, since we talked, we had a long, lengthy pod about the Stallings situation. I think Hokut had this hire, knocked it out of the park with this one. I couldn't imagine somebody else could have been better for the program. I know some people were, some rumor was going out that Oregon's Mark Campbell was a front runner for the position. Let me tell you something. Mark Campbell wasn't coming to Tech. And I'm not saying that he wasn't coming to Tech because he didn't want to. There's a lot of the reasons why he wouldn't have come to Tech, who wouldn't have been able to come to Tech, but that was never going to happen. I don't even know where that rumor came from. That just wasn't going to happen. I saw it out of sight, out of mind as far as I was concerned. I think this Gerlich hire fits Tech. As we all know, fit is much more important when it comes to picking a head coach. Krista Gerlich fits, and she'll be great. She'll be a great ambassador for the program, great ambassador for the team, and she'll be successful. So good job, Kirby. I still got my eye on you, though. Still got my eye on you. As always, listen to some of our past podcasts. Go back, listen to the Stallings podcast, listen to some of the things that we had to say about that. Follow us on Twitter at Air Raid Podcast, and follow the home team at Viva the Matadors. So signing off, this is I'll Be Sure. You've been listening to the Air Raid Podcast with the Matadors. As always, stay wrecked, people.